Part 32, Chapter 6. Johnny sat very still. Something else? You mean he'd gotten all this way and he still wouldn't attain it? But he didn't speak. He waited. Soth fiddled a bit with his papers. He picked up the contract Johnny had signed and then laid it down again. Obviously, he was having qualms about the honesty of accepting it.
You have to understand how crazy they were on secrecy,
he said at length.
Although what I have given you applies to cyclomath in general, there is another circumstance. When equations are applied to the calculation of teleportation, you won't find all the answers in the texts.
Soth sighed.
The government was afraid of a lot of things. Among them was the possibility that intergalactic mining employees, out in some far planet, might get ideas or go into business for themselves. So the exact sequence in which you use the force equations is not revealed in the texts. And I think there are dummy equations there as well. I could not work you out a console.
Johnny objected.
The Chamco brothers seem to be working on it.
Oh, the Chamco brothers,
said Soth impatiently.
They might have monkeyed about, they might even have tried, but they wouldn't know.
He swept a paw in the general direction of the other cyclo dormitories.
These clods here,
he said with contempt.
Could none of them build a console? They would know what I have told you, and it would work for other things, but not consoles.
He looked at the contract longingly. Then he confronted Johnny.
There was a special class of trainee at mine school. The Catrists went over each incoming class with the greatest of care, looking for the most brilliant new students. They were quite rare, really. And when found, they trained them lengthily in every branch of mining activity, theory and practice. The Imperial government was determined that only one personnel on any planet would be able to build a teleportation console for use in times of emergency or to repair one. So they specially trained this group of students. We used to call them the Brain Brains. They weren't always the best people to know, but the Catrists thought they were. And as the government and company were so crazy on the subject of secrecy, of course the post to which these Brain Brains were appointed was that of security officer.
Pearl, thought Johnny. And almost as if he was reading Johnny's thoughts, Soth said,
Turl was a Brain Brain. Darling of the Catrists, trained in every branch of anything, sly, evil, a true Catrist product. Only Turl could have built a firing console from scratch, and he's gone.
Johnny's mind was racing. He had all Turl's work papers. They would tell him the sequence. And then his hopes were dashed. Soth said,
That also applies to computing motors. Only Turl could have computed out the full circuits for motor consoles.
Johnny had no such papers.
They are quite different, you know. The firing console overrides and gets around the same space principle. The motor runs on the resistance space puts up to being changed.
Soth was dangling the contract in his claws.
What I've told you about cyclomath applies to all of it, and can be used in solving anything but teleportation.
Johnny brightened. At least it would apply to the hundreds of thousands of patents. Still, it meant no motors. It condemned him to eventually flying reaction engines. It meant desperation defense wouldn't have an easy conversion to peacetime. Then he recalled something.
But executives used to repair motor consoles.
Soth sat up. He looked at the contract, and then at Johnny.
You just want the circuit itself? I thought you were interested in the mathematics. Mathematics is a pure subject,
he added with the vehemence of any dedicated hobbyist.
But if you want just the circuit...
He was fishing around under books and papers.
Now, where's my breathe gas mask?
In minutes, they were outside, and Johnny was issuing the orders Soth wanted relayed. A console was to be removed from a plane, one from a ground car, and one from a flying platform. And they were to be brought at once to the repair shop without being further tampered with. Mechanics went racing about. Presently, the three consoles were sitting on the floor of the repair shop.
These are the three different types of consoles for motor drives. All other motor consoles are one or another of these types. Now, you will have to give me a hand. I am not as strong as I was once.
Soth closed the door, barring everyone else. He reached up on a shelf and brought down a poison ore bag. Johnny had seen them often enough. They were transparent. They had two very tight armholes you could put your hands and arms into. He thought they were used when one sorted out arsenic compounds used in ore refining. Soth, with a little help from Johnny, struggled the ground car console into the bag. Then he stuffed in all the trailing connection wires that had just been severed from the vehicle. He sealed the bag tight. He connected an air hose to the fitting at the bottom, and the bag around the console began to inflate. He picked up a pressure gauge and a tool kit and shoved these through the armholes. Then he put his own arms in and snapped seals around his elbows. Through the transparent top, he watched the pressure gauge he had put in.
100 pounds is what you want, he said.
The bag inflated. The gauge went up to 100. He checked his elbow seals. The pressure was holding. Soth picked up a screwdriver from the kit he had put inside and swiftly took out the screws of the top plate. Johnny looked on, fascinated. He had done that once with a tank console, and it had promptly ceased to work. But Soth simply took the screws out. He lifted the top of the console, which contained all the buttons, completely off, and bunched the cables which led to it. He then looked into the console itself. There were all kinds of components in there, but unlike a rig, it had no insulating board. Soth selected a wire with clips on both ends and fastened it on either side of three components to bypass them.
Pressure fuses. The whole inside of one of these consoles is carried at high pressure. If the pressure drops, any one of those three fuses expands and blows. If anyone monkeys with the cover, it lets the atmosphere out very silently. That blows these fuses. Except for the fuses and the erase surge components, everything else you're looking at there is garbage. Sensible seeming, but really just garbage. It has nothing to do with the console operation. I have jumped a wire across the fuses. They will blow, and I'll have to replace them. But the wipe mechanism won't work now. The real circuit is still intact.
Johnny was wondering where the real circuit was if that vast area of components was just garbage. But Soth knew what he was doing. He kicked the pressure hose with a foot, and the bag deflated. He withdrew his arms and pulled off the fasteners. The bag fell away. Soth turned the console over.
These buttons would appear to go down, like ordinary keys, and hit the false circuit. But that isn't how it operates. The whole circuit is in the cover. When you push a button, it cuts off an internal light path and makes the circuit operate. Each button works like that.
A totally hidden circuit, done with molecular alignment in the cover plate. And if you fooled with it, it wiped the circuit out. One cover screw loosened, and you had no console anymore.
Where's some paper?
Said Soth. He found a big sheet of it, larger than the console plate.
Where's some powdered iron?
He found some. The dust-like brown-black powder, almost capable of floating in the air, so fine was it. Soth dusted the powder on the white paper and spread a thin coat of it. Then, struggling to keep the bunched cables from tangling, he laid the console cover right side up on the paper. He took some jump wires, found a battery, and linked the battery to the console amid a flash of sparks. He was fixing it so that the cover and buttons would have juice running through it. Soth exactly positioned the cover on the paper and then rapidly tapped each console button. Johnny suddenly understood what he was doing. He held up a hand to prevent Soth from removing the cover. Johnny got a metal analysis camera off a shelf, stood up on a stool, and shot a picture straight down. When Johnny had finished, Soth gently lifted up the cover. There, on the paper, drawn in magnetically grouped iron filings, was the whole circuit. Activated by pushing the buttons, each part of it had grouped the iron filings. On the removal, a tiny part of it had gotten blurred, but Johnny had it in the camera. To be sure, he now took another picture of the tiny, thin, brown-black lines. They had that circuit. Soth put it all back in the bag, inflated it to 100 pounds, replaced the blown fuses, checked the plate gasket, and then screwed the console back together. 2 hours later, they had all three types of motor console circuits. They put everything away, called the mechanics, and had the consoles put back in the vehicles and connected. Johnny made a test. They all started the motors. Very different from a firing rig. Very different indeed.